It's time for the Co-op Show with your hosts, Petey and Jeremy. Game on, boys.
All right. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 4 of the Co-op Show. This is our second time trying this. And I got to bring in my longtime close personal friend, PK made it back to the yes, studio sir. Tonight. Let's just start all over again.
Everyone. No, keep it. Keep it.
Oh, my God. How are you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing fantastic, man. Doing fantastic. Hey, you know what? I am excited for tomorrow because I'm staring straight into the sun. So
I might go out and look at it. I don't know yet. I might be too busy inside doing other stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. So. It's been a good week since we last talked. I had 2 doctor's appointments. They shoved a tube down my throat on one of them.
Oh, that's always nice.
That was cool. Yeah. They knocked me out and it only took about 5 minutes. It was really weird. And then when I woke up, I was like groggy, you know, and I was very loud. And this what? Nurse, I look, well, I was like, can I talk? And they're like, you can talk. You don't have to scream. And I look over at my nurse and I look at her. I'm like, you're new. I didn't see you before. And she giggled and she's like, yeah, I'm Manila, your nurse. And I'm like, Manila? Like the envelope? And my wife's like, you know, trying not to laugh. And the nurse chuckled. She's like, yeah, I just spelled differently. And I was like, I bet. Wish I was named after stationery. And my wife's like,
oh man, you know, shut up. You know, she's like, I'm not going back in that room.
But human. And and I said, I'm just busting your balls. I don't mean anything by it. I'm sorry.
Good thing you made those jokes after they stuck the tube down your throat.
Yeah, no shit. But when we got there, I get to the receptionist and she asked me all the questions, you know, have you been sick, blah, blah, blah. Do you have any weapons? And I'm like, just my 2 guns. And I held up my fist and she didn't sell it. I'm like, God, not even a sneer or smirk, something. And I said that out loud. And she just like,
And, this is what all about her merry day, man.
Yeah. God. And my wife was like, tough crowd. So we're walking to the back and this next nurse is questioning me, my height, my weight. She's like, how tall are you? And I said, 5'11", 6 foot if I spiked my hair. And because I went for the Fletch joke, you know.
Yeah.
And nothing. She didn't respond at all. Like, nothing? I said it to her. I'm like, nothing? I get nothing? That was a good one.
Oh, man.
Good Lord.
Dude, where'd they find these nurses at, man?
I don't know. Well, they get me in there, and I see the doctor, and it's the same doctor that's going to do my weight loss surgery.
Mm-hmm.
And he comes over, and he's like, yeah, we're going to do the anesthesia now. And I was like, all right. And they went to put this thing in my mouth to bite down on him so I wouldn't do the tube.
Mm-hmm.
And right before they did it, I said, are you going to use the whole fist there, doc? And he just looked at me with this cold stare, and I'm just like, what's going on here, Dad?
Got up and like, I need to reschedule the appointment today because you guys ain't feeling nothing.
I'm like, what the hell, man?
Normally these jokes kill at doctor's offices. Not today.
Yeah. Oh, Lord. That's not the most, I'll give you something. That's the most bullshit thing I had to deal with this past week. I finished Dead Island 2. The story. I did the side missions. I did the lost and found shit. And I was like, you know what? I like this game enough. I think I'll buy the DLC because it was on sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I went and I bought the Game Pass for it. Which was on sale. I'm like, oh, cool. Whatever. And there's another DLC thing about to come out anyway. So, all right, cool. I bought it. Switched over to my guy that I'm playing it on. And it says, you don't need to install this DLC. And I'm like, okay. Switch over to the guy I'm playing it on. Fire up the game. DLC's nowhere to be found. I'm like, what the hell, man? I switch profiles. Start up the game. There it is. And I'm like, but that's not the guy I'm playing it on.
Oh.
So I did a little research. And apparently, and I didn't know this. This must be new.
Mm-hmm.
If you buy DLC for a game for one guy, it doesn't work on the other. It doesn't work for everybody. Which I didn't know that. Because my guy that everyone uses to watch stuff with and like Izzy uses, that's just a catch all. It's Brett's guy. He plays Fortnite with it. But that's like a spare one I had. I reverted my old one years ago.
Yeah.
But I've never had this problem before where I buy DLC on his account and it works for everybody. Not had this problem before, but apparently it's something that Microsoft started doing.
It's account locked.
Yeah. So if I want to play the DLC on my other guy, I have to rebuy the $30 Game Pass, which I can't get a refund for the other one.
Yeah.
And no one's playing it on that guy. And I mean, Brett started, but he didn't get very far. I'm level capped on my first account.
The one that wants the DLC for.
Yeah. With all the good weapons and shit. That's bullshit, man.
So, okay. It's kind of dumb because the way I see it is it's essentially a family account. Like, every account that you have is like a family account off of your main, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't understand why they would account that, why they would account lock a DLC.
I don't understand why they account lock any of it. You know, like, that doesn't make any sense.
Like, I bought it here, so like I should just be able to use it.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure it's one of those where it's just because it's a different account, they're like, oh, you don't have the licensing terms for it. Like, but it's with this account.
Yeah. It's bullshit, man. It's just like I had a couple weeks ago. I can't play on my One and my Series X. Two different things can't play on it.
Yeah.
Unless one's off. It's like, it's for shit, man. They're separate consoles.
Yeah, I was going to say, it brings me back to the time I told you I was game sharing, man. I stopped game sharing because they're like, yeah, you guys can't, you can't play this game. And it was kicking us off. And I was like, all right, I'm not dealing with this.
That's fucking horseshit.
It does suck because you can't get a refund for it. You might be able to send a sweet enough message to Microsoft, like, hey, listen, I didn't know this was account locked. Can I get a transfer to an account? Like, they might transfer the licensing to your main account, the one that you want to use it for. They might be able to do that.
Think about that, a license transfer.
Yeah. They might be able to do that. Man, it'd suck if they come back and they're like, yeah, we can't do that. But what are you just talking about? You can't do that. You're Microsoft. You can do anything.
You can do an account transfer on games, right? Can you still do it?
I mean, what the hell? Try it out. If they, worst she can say is no.
How's your week been?
It was boring. I'll tell you that. Just work. Just all I really did last week was work.
Like fun, man. That just
it wasn't. We went back to work Monday. The kids had Monday off, which was wild to me because it's the day after Easter. So the email that we got before spring break, before our last day of working before spring break for us was, appreciate everything you guys do, yada yada, that bullshit, and look forward to see you guys on Monday to get the schools ready for the kids on Tuesday. And I scratch my head at emails like that because I'm like, I'm working now. There's nobody in the schools while we're gone. Like, there's no kids. You might have an occasional teacher come in for whatever reason, probably because they hate their home life.
They don't want to be there.
Yeah, right. Yeah, like, oh, I got to do some work. I can only do this work at the school. But it baffles me because I'm like, the schools are already ready for the kids to give us that day off. Just give us Monday. And then we'll all come in together as one big happy family. Nope. They're like, no, we'll see you guys on Monday. Like, just couldn't give us any more days off, could you?
What'd you have for dinner tonight?
Oh, I had some, I think it was Red Baron pizza.
Oh, nice.
Some Red Baron pizza.
I had a bologna sandwich and a thing of applesauce.
So last night I didn't have bologna, but I had a ham sandwich. I had like 5 pieces of ham on it.
What kind of sauce did you put on there?
Some sauce on my ham?
Yeah, like, did you put mayo or mustard?
Oh, I don't put anything. I just eat it plain.
Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Man.
Yep, with a glass of apple juice.
And what kind of apple juice?
Great Value.
Oh. You don't get the Martinelli's?
Oh, dude, how much money you think I make at the school, man? Fuck.
You live at home still, motherfucker.
You're making it rain, man. You're over here making it rain.
You're tossing out hundreds. You live at home still. You don't act like you ain't got no money.
You're over here tossing out hundreds, man. I'm throwing out pennies.
Hey, I drink great value too. I'm just saying, I splurge with Martinelli's when I can. No, I didn't drink orange juice for like 15, 16 years. Mm-hmm. And I don't know where I was, but I got apple juice. It might have been the hospital or something.
Yeah.
I took a drink. I'm like, oh my God, this tastes amazing. So been on apple juice kick for the last year or two. It's been nice. So I'm starting to try things I didn't like as a kid and finding like asparagus.
Yeah.
So it's really good. Still ain't found a Brussels sprout worth eating though. So.
If it's steamed, like if it's steamed really good, Brussels sprout's not bad.
Yeah. I did some networking over the week. I told you about this the other day. Good. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give a shout out to my buddy, Tracy. He's out there spreading the word for us and keeping everybody safe at the shop. So.
Yes, sir. Doing the Lord's work, Tracy. Doing the Lord's work.
Doing the Lord's work. Speaking of Lord's work, let's jump right into the news here. IHOP has a new Sonic the Hedgehog-inspired menu. It's very real. It's not an April Fool's joke. And this was the problem last week that we ran into.
Mm-hmm.
On April Fool's Day, there's a lot of bullshit news out there.
Oh, dude, there was so much, man. I just, so many articles that I didn't even pay any attention to them. Like, I'd see them pop, and I'd be like, even if they sounded legitimate, like, no, like grab or a hoax, I still wouldn't even look at them because I'm like, today is not the day to read news title articles.
Yeah, and I didn't scour for any news that day at all. I was like, no, I'm not doing it. Someone got me on Reddit, though. I will admit it. Someone got me.
Yeah.
Someone got me. It's a small one. I'm a fan of the show Justified. Have you ever seen Justified?
I've seen a few episodes, but I haven't seen the full series.
Oh, dude, you love The Shield. You'd love this. Mm-hmm. It's phenomenal. Well, they did. The show ended in 2015. They just did a small, I think it was like six episode. No, maybe a little.
They had a comeback. I know that.
Revival. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Really good. I loved it. Really good. Somebody posted that he had resigned to do a season two. And that's the question everybody's been wondering. Is there going to be a season two of this newer show?
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, cool, you know? And which, to me, in my brain, it didn't register as a prank because this is kind of low-key. It's not, you know, oh, my God, the president's dead kind of a thing. You know? It's, you know, he's resigned for another season. Mm-hmm. I click on the link. It took me to YouTube and the opening credits of the show. And I'm like, son of a bitch, he got me. Golly.
What if it was after the opening credits of the show? Maybe that's you had to wait for that.
Well, the opening credits of the original show, they didn't use them for the opening credits of the new show. So I knew when I saw it, I'm like, motherfucker.
You knew you fell into the trap. You knew you fell into April Fool's hole.
He got me.
Oh.
All for the PlayStation 8 fucking launch. So.
Yeah, but you got the Justified one.
Got the Justified one. So on April 1st, the International House of Pancakes, yeah, that's what IHOP used to be called when I was a kid, and they spelled it out too. IHOP has not been there forever.
Mm-hmm.
They and Sega announced that a previously teased Sonic-themed menu was now available at all participating restaurants in the United States. Here are the six new menu items, which are all breakfast options with the exception of one. Mm-hmm. You've got Sonic's Blue Blur Special. I almost thought that said Blue Balls Special. Which is four buttermilk pancakes.
I don't think I would buy
I don't want Sonic's Blue Balls.
I mean, I'll try anything once, pancakes. I guess.
Well, the Rocky Mountain Oyster type. Okay, fine. That's four buttermilk pancakes, double the blueberries for double the speed.
Are they putting speed in there, too? Oh. Whoa, that thing's going to cost...
You think the balls are, man. It's an eight-ball speed. Knuckles chicken sandwich, a crispy chicken sandwich with bacon, lettuce, tomato.
Okay, hold on, man. One second. Yeah. Imagine telling your waiter or waitress that you want a Knuckles chicken sandwich, and they come up to you and they just wally-mop you straight across the face.
Rolls asleep up. Ka-chow! There you go.
Such one of the Knuckles.
Want a little avocado, too? Or?
It's on the house. Yeah. That would be a Waffle House special though, right there. So.
I ate at Waffle House last week.
No fights broke out?
Oh, no fights. It was a morning.
Ah, must have called a calm day for Waffle House.
That's good food, but... Well, it was in Arnold, so it's an affluent area. They're not going to...
Yeah.
Maybe if it was in Bon's Hair, I would have had a fist fight. there's also Tales... I'm trying to keep this straight. Tales 2 by 2 by 2. That's 2 eggs, 2 pancakes, 2 strips of bacon or sausage links. Mm-hmm. Just like Tails, everything comes good in twos. You know, for years I thought Tails was a girl.
I think a lot of people did. Go ahead.
And his name is Tails Miles Prowler, isn't it? Isn't that not what his full name is?
I believe it is. It's kind of like the Slippy Toad. Everybody for the longest time thought Slippy Toad was a female. Nope, Slippy Toad's a dude.
I thought he was a dude. He was just a kind of a bitch.
I mean, obviously, the voice actor for Slippy Toad is a female, but it is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, the voice actress is obviously female because actress. But yeah, but for the longest time, people thought. Go ahead.
Now an actor can mean guy or gal now.
Oh, okay.
You know that, did you?
No, that's news to me, man.
Just introduced it to you, yeah. I've seen so many interviews where they'll be like, this is a great actor, and they'll call her up on stage or you know, pan over to her, and I'm like, but that's an actress.
Yeah.
Nope, not anymore.
Huh, so it's just actor now? There's no actress?
Nope.
Crazy. Yeah. Wild. But yeah. People just thought Slippy Toad was a female. Nope, it's a dude. Slippy Toad's a male.
There's Shadows Chaos Chocolate Pancakes. 4 stack-filled pancakes with chocolate chips. Amy's Sweet Strawberry Delight, vanilla ice cream, chocolate syrup, and fresh strawberries. Mm-hmm. Atop a golden brown waffle quarter, which is perfect for the sweet dessert of an epic adventure. Actually, that doesn't sound too bad.
Yeah, that doesn't sound bad. Shadows Chaos Chocolate Pancakes, that sounds pretty good, too. I'd give that a try.
I can get down with that. And finally, Dr. Eggman's Benedict, a 300 IQ genius like Eggman, knows that Black Forest ham, poached eggs, creamy hollandaise sauce makes for a superior meal. The hollandaise and poached eggs. According to IHOP's official website, you make these meals Sonic style and add crispy golden rings for an additional fee. I have to wonder if that's onion rings.
Onion rings? Chicken
rings, maybe?
Well, it's breakfast themed. So what would be breakfast themed for that?
I would have to say... I would say onion rings.
I would think so. Like it has.
I would go with chicken rings because people do eat chicken at breakfast.
At breakfast, yeah.
Yeah. Not, I mean, not a lot, but I don't know. Maybe it's potatoes.
It could be potatoes. Yeah. Like a hash brown kind of.
Yeah, hash brown.
Like a hash brown ring or something. Yeah.
You could take one of them flat hash browns and just punch a ring in the center of it. Boom, you got your hash brown ring.
Yeah.
And think about that. IHOP loyalty members will also be able to earn and use pan coins, which can be redeemed to grab an exclusive DLC outfit for Amy in Sega's Sonic Superstars. The outfit is available on IHOP's members-only reward shop called the Stack Market, which I had no idea existed.
It's to me.
Also in that store, full game download codes for Sonic Frontiers and Sonic Origins Plus. No date for when this crossover menu will end, but in a press release, IHOP did mention that limited edition Sonic themed gift cards would disappear on May 5th. So get over there, get some Sonic food.
Okay, so it'll be about a month's deal.
About a month deal.
I wonder what sprung this on though between IHOP and Sega. Like this is kind of.
Probably desperation on both sides. I mean, IHOP's not doing that well. Sega needs to make anything they can.
That's true. Sega, they're not doing the best, but they have been making a little bit of a comeback. Just the games that they publish.
They did announce about a month ago or so that they were looking to to bring out their classic line of games, but like redo them for today's. Put some weight, some money behind them.
Yeah.
Games like Altered Beasts and Outrun and things like that. So Sonic's always kept them in money. Mm-hmm. So this may be kind of their way of getting the Sega name back out there. And
yeah,
I have to think IHOP went to Sega on this one, you know?
I think so too.
It seems that way.
Yeah.
Because I don't think IHOP is something that happens. I don't think they have IHOPs in Japan.
Sega's not going to IHOP and back. Listen, we want to promote Sonic the Hedgehog through
Move
you guys.
Over Rudy Tootie Fresh and Fruity. I got Sonic here for you. Okay.
Yeah, no, you're 100% right. Like, so IHOP definitely went to Sega about this because I'm pretty sure that there aren't, as far as I know, I've never been there, but I don't think there are IHOPs in Japan.
No, the last time I checked, there wasn't an IHOP in any prefectures over there, so I don't...
Yeah. So, yeah, it was definitely an IHOP reaching out to Sega. And
I mean, it's a little misleading because IHOP stands for international, but that's a whole different subject for a different show. Which we'll have to start a podcast over
for
breakfast.
A food podcast, all right.
I go to the factory diner when I want breakfast. It's phenomenal. Rockstar has announced plans to add Bully and L.A. Noire to GTA Plus later in 2024. The games included with GTA Plus library recently saw the addition of Red Dead Redemption. Bully and L.A. Noire, both published by Rockstar Games, are up next, although Rockstar's wording here suggests more games are on the way. Quote, we recently added Red Dead Redemption with access to Undead Nightmare. That's
smart.
Awesome. Yeah. To the stellar games included with GTA Library, and members can look forward to more Rockstar classics becoming available later this year, including the mentioned L.A. Noire and Bully, said Rockstar. Bully is Rockstar's Vancouver's much-loved open-world juvenile delinquent sim that first launched in 2006 on the PlayStation 2. And I think it joined the 360 in 08.
I believe you're right, yeah. I remember it when it came, yeah.
Yeah. A sequel was once in development at Rockstar New England Studio in the late 2000s, but obviously that never came out. Mm-hmm. In November, the alleged leak of a database file for Grand Theft Auto V was found to include references to the unreleased Bully 2, with some of its ideas making it into Rockstar games like Red Dead Redemption 2. L.A. Noire, meanwhile, is Team Bondi's 2011 open-world game set in 1947 Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. As with Bully, fans have called for a sequel, although Team Bondi itself is no more. In its announcement, Rockstar teased a new supercar for the summer's big GTA Online update. Plus, look out for the opportunity to secure a new bonus supercar as part of your GTA Plus membership with this summer's big GTA Online update, the company mm-hmm. said. All this comes with GTA 6 looming over the horizon. Rockstar has said it will come out at some point in 2025. It has yet to say what will happen to the existing GTA Online when it does. What do you think about GTA Online Plus?
Honestly, I had no idea it was a thing because I've been out of the GTA Online loop for a while. So that's crazy. I forgot about it. Do they offer like free shark cards monthly or something?
You get... let me see here. I thought it was you got not shark cards, but money.
Just money, yeah, like...
What do you get with GTA Plus?
They probably hit you with a whopping $5,000 in game. Make it last.
Become a GTA member, Plus member, and get a special $1 million bonus every month from April through August that'll automatically be deposited alongside the standard $500,000.
That's not a lot.
Claim the Progen Itali GTB mm-hmm. for free at the Vinewood Car Club showroom. Take advantage of boosted production rates on businesses and much more. I'm trying to find an actual... Okay, that's a bonus event. It's an extra million every month.
Yeah. Because you said it was just going to run until August.
You can now store up to 100 vehicles across 5 floors of... Let's see. Oh, the car... There's a car... A Vinewood Club garage, you can store up to 100 vehicles there. Mm-hmm.
Well, shit, the penthouses and stuff, man. Like, they were good anyway. Like, I think you could hold up to, like, 15 or 20, something like that.
You get vehicle paint jobs and new vehicles. You get free clothing. And then, and this is the big reason I think to get it, is because you get access to download Rockstar games. So the Red Dead Redemption's on there. Yep. The Grand Theft Auto trilogy is on there. Mm-hmm. Liberty City Stories is on there.
Okay.
And Chinatown Wars is on
there. Bully and LA Noir are coming soon, so.
Yeah, but the Liberty City Stories, excuse me, mm-hmm. and Chinatown Wars, which that's DS game.
Yeah, I was about to say that was a DS exclusive. That never came out on anywhere else.
It's saying that it's available through here for either Google or Apple, and same with Liberty City Stories.
Okay, so mobile?
Yeah, mobile, yeah.
Okay, mobile or like somewhat online browser, like a JavaScript game?
Yeah, well, I would just download the game, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess with Google, because Samsung, Android does Google Play, so yeah, okay.
So they got taxi services, the gun ban. What the hell is the gun ban?
Special
discounts on an assortment of weaponry and armory. The gun ban. No, I already know about that. Free CPO, CEO, VIP abilities. There's a lot of stuff. I've forgotten about the service. It is a paid service.
Yeah.
I forgot about the service primarily because I don't play Grand Theft Auto enough anymore. And I do remember when they announced it thinking, what do I need? What do I need all that for? You know? Mm-hmm. But I think it's good. I think it's good that they're including games with it instead of just stuff for GTA Online.
Yeah, obviously they know that GTA Online isn't going to be around because, you know, GTA 6 is coming up.
Yeah.
But all that's just going to run over into GTA 6. But until for now, like, they still have that for GTA Online.
Yeah. And the games that they're putting out there, you know, Rockstar does make great games. Like, Bully's an awesome game, mm-hmm. you know.
You know, I have to laugh because they love to keep the idea of Bully alive so much, but they won't do what people want them to do and just make a new Bully.
It's heartbreaking. Is what
they're
it
just
is.
Like. There's like everybody's like, please just make a new game. They're like, you know what we're gonna do? We're just gonna keep releasing it to different ports
and breaking everybody's hearts.
You know? Yeah. Yeah, because I know every time you see a Bully thing pop up, you're like, oh, here we go. You click on it, you read it, and it's like, you know, new Bully port or something. You're like, ah, motherfucker.
I'm still waiting on a sequel to Gun.
I would love a sequel to Gun, man. Oh my god. Dude, Gun was such a good game, man.
I mean, I did everything. I had it on GameCube and I did everything. Or no, 360. And I did everything in that goddamn thing, man. I did everything you could do. And I wish they would make a sequel. I really do. I know they had Showdown on PSP.
Yeah.
But that was more of a port, kind of a dumbed down version. Mm-hmm. It was, you know. But I held out for Mirror's Edge, finally got a sequel.
You did, so, yeah. You did finally get the Mirror's Edge sequel.
Maybe we'll get a Bully one day and maybe a Gun. Who knows?
Man, a Gun too would be wild. Like,
or a remake of Gun would be.
I would take that. Like right now, I would take a remake of Gun.
Remaster it, really remake good. It, whatever you. Hell, port it over and get some new achievements on there. I'll play it. Give me a reason to play it again. Man, you know.
Imagine like that game. Imagine how big that map would be.
Oh, it'd be amazing. They could.
Because I remember it was big. It was big back when we played it.
Yeah, for its time, it was big.
It was big. Yeah.
You could increase it. You know, five times now. Oh, yeah. You know,
I don't think it would be the size of the Red Dead 2 map it just wouldn't make sense. Like it just.
I wouldn't want it because I'll tell you one thing about Red Dead 1, and I didn't play enough of Red Dead 2, but Red mm-hmm. Dead 1, I felt overwhelmed by the size of the map. Like I remember looking at it and just feeling overwhelmed.
Oh, and 2 then, would kill you. 2 would absolutely kill you.
And then thinking like I gotta ride a horse. Like I can't take a plane, I can't take a car,
I can't call a taxi and fast travel there. I mean, I think offline on the story mode, I believe you can take stagecoaches to the major cities.
Yeah.
In Red Dead 2, and like that's the fast travel, but not online. I don't think that works online. And yeah, let me tell you, anytime Because I played Red Dead 2 online there for a while, because I was hoping it was the next, like, I was hoping it was their next big online, and obviously it wasn't. But, man, you know how overwhelming it was just to start a mission, and you see where the waypoint is, and you're at, like, almost the tippy top of the map, and it's, like, all the way down at the bottom, like, southwest of the map, and you're like, oh, fuck. And then you, like, look down at the bottom right, and you see your little countdown clicker pop up. Like, not a, like, hey, this mission ends in this, but, like, just, you know, because they time how long it takes you to do missions. I'm just like, the 25 minutes of this mission is just going to be me riding from here to there. Like, good Lord. I'm like, can I get a car or a horse with wheels on it?
You're telling me we don't have combustible engines in this motherfucker?
They should have. If anything, I would have just took the train, man. Just let me drive a train around.
Yeah, put a track in there and put one of them pump cars where you stand up and you pump the
thing. Yeah, you pump it. Yeah, I'd do that. Yeah. Sit there and just bloody my finger just mashing because I want to get there faster.
Well, I would imagine you would do it in rhythm to get going faster. And then you'd hit a hill and fucking coast. Like, Back to the Future 3.
Man, you hit the... Obviously hitting it down so you can coast, not hitting it up, because you ain't coasting nothing that. You're like, that's where you're really going to have to start mashing.
Well, you just let go and just let it, like a bicycle where the
it does it itself, where it just...
Yeah, goes. And the pedals keep spinning.
Yeah.
You just let it go and...
Yep. Oh, God, we got to stop.
God forbid there's something on the track, so...
No, we're hitting it, man. We can't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop. Speaking of won't stop, police have arrested a suspect behind Nintendo Live Tokyo 2024 threats. This is something that it didn't happen over here, but I thought it was interesting enough to talk about. After multiple persistent threats against attendees and staff that led to the cancellation of the major Nintendo Live event in Tokyo in December 2023, Japanese police have reportedly arrested the person responsible. According to the Kyoto-based daily newspaper Kyoto Shimbun via 4Gamer, police have an unnamed man linked to the threats in custody. The only details we know about the person right now, outside of the arrest, is that he's in his 20s and is a local public servant in the, and I hope I'm saying this right, Ikebukuro Prefecture, just north of Tokyo, where Nintendo 20 Live 2024 would have been held. Now, police have not released a motive yet, and because a suspect allegedly sent death threats through Nintendo's contact form on its website, he has been accused of obstructing the company's business. Now, for those that don't know, Nintendo Live is a big event. It's an E3-like multi-day celebration of all things Nintendo, with tournaments, photo ops of your favorite characters, live stage performances, and more. It's usually held in Japan. Nintendo Live jumped to the States in September 2023, with the company intending to bring it back to the Land of the Rising Sun this past January. However, persistent threats made against both event goers and employees forced Nintendo to cancel it outright back in December.
That's a shame.
This disrupted some huge tournaments that were planned for the event. Nintendo said it rescheduled these competitions and the entire Nintendo Live event, but new dates have yet to be revealed. What an asshole to...
Yeah, really is, man. Like, oh.
What a dick. I don't understand what would the point of this would be. Like, it's Nintendo. What are you getting by trying to attack them? Like, you have to just be kind of out of your fucking mind.
I think that's just it. I think this dude was just outside of his mind, man, because, like, it's funny that – it's not funny, but it's wild that he made threats against Nintendo of all people – or of all companies, not all people, because does he not realize what they do to people that try to steal their work?
Sue them into oblivion?
Yeah, and he's like, okay, yeah, cool. I'll make death threats against you. I'm like, dude, they make people that steal their content just disappear from financial burden. Like, this, they're not naming this guy because they know Nintendo's about to come down and just be like, yeah, this guy doesn't exist anymore. Like, Nintendo's about to delete this man from existence. This story is probably going to disappear. This episode is probably going to disappear because they're like, no traces of it. No traces. God.
Oh, shit, that's them now.
Nintendo, please don't. Mario?
Did you not die? Oh, no.
The CEO of Nintendo of America? Bowser?
Yeah. I think it I mean, obviously it sucks to have people's lives threatened. It's like, shit, man, come on. And you want people to be safe. But it also kind of sucks because at these events, things get announced. You know,
100%, I mean, man.
It's, yeah, so like, you're just delaying announcements. And they have to announce stuff. So they have to push back when stuff's going to come out so they can announce it.
Yep.
It's like, goddamn, man, you're messing a lot of shit up for no reason other than you're crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, and that's what sucks is because... So we all know that, you know, E3 is no longer a thing. Like, that is, it's nixed. They don't do it anymore.
It's kaput.
So events like this where, you know, you have Nintendo's Live. I think, is it Nintendo Live or Nintendo Direct? Because I know they've done.
It's both. They have a Nintendo Live and they still do Directs. Because Directs they can just do from a studio.
Yeah, they do it real quick. It's just like a bombardment of trailers or teasers. Like, yeah.
Here's a bunch game. Of shit you're going to get.
And then, you know, Microsoft now has their event. Obviously, PlayStation has theirs. But, man, yeah, you're 100% right, because this is just going to – I mean, it's just going to delay announcements. And also, like, I'm sure people have already bought – I don't know if they do seasonal tickets, but I know people have probably already purchased, like, tickets or booths that I would assume would have to get refunded.
That or, you know, reschedule it. And then if you don't want to reschedule it, it's like, all right, I'll just give me that refund, yo.
Yeah. This is just kind of a strange story to come from Japan, because it's not something that, I mean, obviously we don't hear, you know, a lot of news that goes on over there because, you know, we're not Japanese. We don't live in Japan.
Yeah. Oh, it sucks for them, man. Hopefully the next Nintendo Live will not have these issues. With this guy locked up, though, I think it's a good shot.
Yeah, because they were, you know, this was supposed to happen a couple months ago, right?
Yeah, January? Supposed to happen in January, yeah.
Yeah, it was supposed to happen in January, so I can only assume that, I don't know, maybe June, July, they might have something. They might bring it back.
Yeah, well, if they were, I would almost push for, like, May or June, that way you avoid, we know there's no E3, but there's still E3. They announced stuff in that area of time of what E3 would have been, you know.
And plus, so, I mean, there was a threat, so obviously they're going to have to reschedule a couple months out just to kind of disperse any safety risks of the threat, because you never know. Obviously, this guy was probably he's probably working alone, but you never know. They can't assume that risk. So, you know, you give it a few months we don't know when we're going to reschedule the event. And then a few months down the road, boom, we have a rescheduled time.
Yeah. And it can help avoid copycats that might want to do the same thing, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Copycats, too. I didn't think about that because, you know, somebody might have been like, man, somebody had the guts to actually do it.
Now I can do it.
Yeah, I can do it. I'm going to copy them.
Bunch of jerks. Speaking of jerks, Roku's new HDMI tech could show ads when you pause your game. That's right, you heard it. A new patent recently filed by TV and streaming device manufacturer Roku hints towards a possible future where televisions could display ads when you pause a movie or game. For Roku, the time in which the TV is on, but users aren't doing anything is valuable. The company has started leasing out ad space in its popular Roku City screensaver, which appears when your TV is idle, to companies like McDonald's and movies like Barbie. As tech newsletter Lopath points out, Roku finds the idle time and its screensaver so valuable that it forbids app developers from overriding a screensaver with their own. But if you plug in an Xbox or DVD player into the HDMI port and on a Roku TV, you bypass the company's screensaver with other ads. And so Roku has been figuring out a way to not let that happen. And I never knew that.
I didn't know that either.
Your Xbox to a Roku TV until about a month ago. And I plugged, or actually, no, it wasn't even a month ago. It was when I got the Series X.
Uh-huh.
I took my one and I plugged it into the Roku TV in the bedroom for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I happened to be in there and saw that everything was on idle. But it was like advertising on the Roku screen that the Xbox was plugged in and ready to go and stuff. I'm like, holy shit. That's pretty cool. As reported by Low Pass on April 4th, Roku recently filed a patent for a technology that would let it inject ads into third-party content like an Xbox game or Netflix movie using an HDMI connection. The patent describes a situation where you are playing a video game and hit pause to go check your phone or grab some food. At this point, Roku would identify that you have paused the content and display a relevant ad until you unpause the game.
Yeah, how about we don't do that?
Well, the patent suggests several ways that Roku could spot when your TV is paused, like comparing frames to make sure the user has actually paused the content. Roku might also use the HDMI's audio feed to search for extended moments of silence. The company also proposes using HDMI CEC, a protocol designed to help devices communicate better, to figure out when you pause and unpause content. Also, Roku's patent explains that it will use various methods to detect what people are playing or watching and try to dispense relative ads. So if you, if it sees, excuse me, that you have an Xbox plugged in, it might try to serve you ads that it thinks an Xbox One owner would be interested in.
Imagine like, them hitting you with PlayStation commercials or ads.
If all this
Here's God of War.
Get a PlayStation 5. If all this sounds horrible and dystopian, a future where we can't even pause our offline old DVD movies without seeing an ad or something, keep in mind that Roku hasn't moved forward on these plans just yet. Your Roku TV isn't going to start placing ads for Disney Plus on your Call of Duty pause screen. But when you consider that Roku lost over $40 million in 2023 on hardware sales, good Lord, and made $1.6 billion on ads and services that same year, yeah, it seems like Dang. The HDMI ad injection patent might end up being a thing one day. If someone buys a cheap Roku TV and never uses the apps, just uses it to play Xbox or PlayStation, then Roku effectively loses money from that sale. This patent would let it squeeze even more dollars out of everyone. So, obviously, the one of the problems, besides my inability to pronunciate words, is that, and this, when I saw this, my first, I don't care about ads. I don't give a shit. No. If you want to plaster them over walls, I don't care. The problem that I have with this is there are far too many games that when you pause them for a reason, to look at a map, to go into, you know,
search something, man. Like,
you know, you pause it, you get your hands ready, or, you know, the last thing I want is when I'm in a game and I pause it for the screen to go to something else. I want to see the game, you know, especially if I'm, especially if I pause it mid battle and I'm like, all right. And I'm looking at
it. Psyching yourself up, man. You're trying to, you
know, I'm psyching, but I'm looking at the screen to see if, as long as I can see, you know, the game and not a menu.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a shitload of games out there like that. When you pause it, you can still see the game.
Yep.
And I can see, okay, remember, where do I need to attack? How do I need to jump this? Should I jump here or from there? I can measure stuff, you know, which has gone a long way. Like, especially if you go back to the days of like Mario Brothers and you can pause it and see everything on the screen. How do I make this jump? Where do I jump to? All that is still relevant because you can plug your NES Mini into an HDMI TV and boom, gameplay. That's it. I mean, that's what it does. It's not hooking into the Xbox. It's going off what's on the screen. So that could happen to anything. Like the thing said, even DVDs. You pause your, what if you pause your DVD? You're like, I'm going to show someone that. You run to get them, and when you come back, there's an ad for Subway on the fucking screen. You're like, oh, that wasn't it.
This is what you wanted to show me? This was the big?
Yeah.
You brought me in here to show you, show me a Subway ad.
Yeah, Italian meatballs. You know, that's horseshit, man. I don't want that.
No. No. And, man, it's like, sometimes, you know, I pause the game because I'm trying to search for something, and I don't, like, I pull up my phone, I get on Google, I'm like, you know, where's this item at or something? And an ad starts popping up. And now I've broke my focus of what I'm trying to do because ads keep popping up while I'm trying to search for something.
That's something else. See, that's what I do is I'll pause it and I'll be looking up something on my phone. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'll look back up at the screen. Excuse me. I'll look back up at the screen to either see, you know, get a, like looking, okay, I need to look this up, or, you know, maybe I'll look at the screen and see the description and I can look for it on the phone.
Yep.
Especially like maps and things like that.
Dude,
like
maps are, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I can't tell you how many times on Dead Island 2, mm-hmm. I would pause it and I'd go to the map screen, which wasn't a pause, quote unquote, but if I'm not moving anything around, it's going to be idle.
Yep.
That's the other thing a lot of people don't realize is that it's not sitting there going, oh, he hit pause. It's sitting there going, oh, he hasn't moved anything on the screen or there's no music. So you don't have to hit pause. You can just go to the map, which essentially, quote unquote, pauses the game, but doesn't, quote unquote, pause the game.
But, you know, there's no background audio or music for a map. So
not all the time. Sometimes, but not all the. And what mm-hmm. if you turn the audio off because you just don't want the audio at all?
Yeah.
Or what if you got it through your headphones? Does that affect anything? Like, because your TV's not making noise when your headphones are on, right? I mean,
that's true. Yeah, because you can set that. You can either toggle it on or off, where you have audio that comes out of both your headset and your TV. But if I have a headset on, I don't need audio out of the TV.
So I either turn the audio off or down really, really low, because what's the point?
Yeah. So if they're going to send out like an audio sensor to try to see, then, and you're just sitting there idle without even the game pause because you're looking at something, they could just add you right there.
This is, I'm glad they're not going through with it, but this is not going to be that great.
I know you don't play these types of games, and it would be kind of difficult for it to do this, because even pausing the game in these doesn't pause the game, because there is no pause. But like Dark Souls, could you imagine going into a boss fight?
Golly.
And it just throws you in a fucking McDonald's ad or a Subway ad or anything, and you're just, man, I'm getting heated just thinking about it.
You died. Stop by McDonald's for $1 menu.
Just burning rage for Roku and McDonald's right there. Like, I'm never eating McDonald's again. But I can tell you right now that, so they were talking about losing 40 million on hardware sales. If you implement this, you know, you're going to lose a lot more than 40 million the next year, because I ain't buying a Roku TV.
I only bought a Roku because I didn't even buy a Roku TV. I just went and bought a TV. The fact that I had Roku was kind of a little bonus. Mm-hmm. I was more worried about the size and the price. I wanted a 32-inch. I didn't want to pay them more than $150. I got one.
Yeah.
And it happened to be Roku. I'm like, oh, that's neat. You know, nice. I didn't need it. That's what I got the Xbox for, you know.
Man, and I think we've talked about this before previously about, because before they were talking about like playing ads through like Xbox and stuff before, like Xbox and PlayStation. Man, like if Roku's able to figure out how this works, I mean, God, it would suck, because I think it's just going to start happening where they're just going to start placing little ad, like advertisements in the games.
I don't know that maybe in the games necessarily, but I think we're going to see a small trickle of it, you know, as they get better. They got to test the technology out, right? So you can't go full bore. You need to do like small advertisements and shit. So I would say probably by the end of the year, we're going to see on Roku, and keep in mind, this is only on Roku TVs, but that doesn't mean Vizio or LG,
Samsung, any of them, TVs, yeah.
Don't follow suit if this works.
Oh, if it works for Roku, yeah, 100%. You better believe those companies are going to be like, yep, Roku's doing it. We're going to do it.
Yeah. Let me ask you a question, Petey.
Fire away, bud.
Do you need some new Nerf guns or maybe some Fallout statues in your life?
Man, I could definitely use some new Fallout statues. I've been needing one.
Maybe a new Batman shirt or two.
I would love. It's been a while since I've had a new Batman shirt, man. I need one.
Well, I'll tell you, if you head over to Entertainment Earth, it's the leading retailer of all things, you know, that needy, geeky pop culture stuff.
Yes, sir.
Talking stuff like action figures, pop figures, those little, are they called pop vinyl? I think it is.
I think so. I've always just called them pop figures. Yeah,
I always call them pop.
Yeah, I just call them pop.
backpacks, cups, statues, Nerf guns, and it's all the brands you like: Marvel, DC, Funko, Nintendo, Batman, Fallout, Friday the 13th. Fucking, it's amazing how much is over there. And none of it's ostensibly high priced. You know, there's everything that starts at $5-$10, runs all the way up to $200-$300. Mm-hmm. You know, whatever you can afford, they've got something for you. And they've got new stuff every month. They clearance out their old stuff and new stuff comes in. You can pre-order things to make sure you get your hands on some. Mm-hmm. I know they've got all the Friday the 13th action figures that I know part 7 was really hard to get recently.
Yeah.
And I picked up a Roy, a part 5 action figure from their site. And I'm looking forward to that bad boy coming in. Because I got Michael Myers. I got Rambo, of all things. And I got the Rambo from the cartoon in the 80s, not the current Rambo.
Yeah.
And then I've got Jason from part 3 all on my little shelf.
Uh-huh.
So that part 5 Roy Jason is going to look really good.
Just keep building that collection.
Keep building the collection. Head keep on over to entertainmentearth.com and make sure you use the code COOPSHOW for 10% off qualifying orders. And what that means is the clearance items, you can't get the 10% off, mm-hmm. but they're clearance out. Not only can you pick up some sweet merchandise, but if you use that code, it helps support the show. We get a cut of all sales made using that code COOPSHOW. Or if you follow the link that's on the main page, on the main page of our site, and head on over there. It's phenomenal. It's the place to be for all that geeky, nerdy, all that stuff.
All that good fun stuff.
Yeah, I got a whole wall of that stuff. It's great.
I know I'm going to check it out, bud.
Let's talk about Roblox, because we hardly ever do.
Roblox. Man, Roblox. Let me tell you something about Roblox real quick before we get into the story.
Yeah.
I played Roblox before it popped off, man.
Before it was cool.
Yeah, before it was cool. Like, there was really not a whole lot to the game. I was playing old Roblox, man, and it's crazy. It's crazy how big that game exploded. Damn, I should have never quit playing it, man. I should have never quit playing it.
I didn't find out what it was until 2014 when my son started playing it. And then I mentioned it to you. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. What is this game? And you're like, that game's been around forever.
Yeah. It was crazy. My laptop could barely run it, but it did.
And my thing was, I never heard of it because, you know, when it came to gaming, it never popped up. Like, it mm-hmm. never popped up anywhere. And all of a sudden, in 14, 15, I guess some YouTube people got a hold of it. Yeah. And it just exploded. Exploded.
Because, I mean, really, it was just kind of a... It was a Minecraft-esque game.
Yeah.
But just... All of the, like... All the little games that like people were able to create in it were like really fun.
Yeah.
And obviously that's kind of the big catch of it is all these like different variety of game types that people can play.
My kid's finally aged out of it now. He doesn't.
Oh, really? He doesn't Roblox anymore?
No, but my youngest, I mean, she's Minecrafting now.
Okay. Well, she's going to start kind of Robloxing. Yeah.
It's funny. I got her into Peggle because she wanted to play video games so bad.
Mm-hmm.
She loved Peggle, and then she watched all these YouTubers playing Minecraft. Now she plays Minecraft, and she can build her stuff. I mean, she's uncreative, but
yeah,
she builds a ton of stuff. She got all this. It's great watching my 6-year-old play Minecraft.
Yeah, I remember the first time we ever played Minecraft together. You laughed at me because you were like, "What the fuck is that?" And I'm like, "That's my house, man." And you're like, "Where's the roof?" I'm like, "What are you talking about?" You're like, "There's no roof because I just made a square box." I'm like, "I don't need a roof.
We have all these minerals." Yeah, it's some coal, man. Yeah, we gotta go. Come on, this way.
No, we needed a coal, though.
I will never forget. We'll get back to the Roblox in a second, but I will never forget one day we were playing, and I found this massive ravine, just massive. And I click down, so I'm ducking, so I can't fall off the side. And I look over, and I'm like, oh my god, lava everywhere. I mean, good god. I say, Petey, come over here and look at this hole I found. and you come just not running, but just walking. I'm like, wait a minute, Pete, no. And you walk right off the side. Just right off the side.
There we go.
All your shit was down there.
I was panicked. And I was like, if I can land in the water. And I was like four frames off from actually hitting the water to where I wouldn't die. and I couldn't make it in time. And I was like, no. Then we had to go down there and get it.
I don't remember if we actually went down there or not. But
no, I think most of my shit fell in the lava and we just said it wasn't worth it. Because it like, all exploded like I got hit in fucking Sonic and my rings went everywhere.
So Roblox is one of the most popular games in the world. I have a problem saying Roblox. I always mess it up. It's got more than 70 million daily active users.
Woo.
A portion of the game's popularity could be due to the creations of young individuals, including those under 18, a topic which Roblox Studios head Stefano Corazza, recently discussed in surprising fashion. Speaking with Eurogamer, Corazza attempted to counter the negative perception surrounding this aspect of the game, saying, well, like you can say, okay, we are exploiting, you know, children labor, right? Or you can say we are offering people anywhere in the world the capability to get a job and even like an income. So I can be like 15 years old and Indonesia, live in a slum, and then now with just a laptop, I can create something, make money, and then sustain my life. And of course, if you can get a laptop in Indonesia with internet, I mean, that's kind of, you know, kind of a
thing. Hey, man, he's just trying to look on the brighter side of life. Hey, if you're able to do it, you can make money off of it.
Just the brighter side of life. Corazza continued by explaining how exposing children to this at a young age could potentially lead them landing a job in the future. Quote, I mean, our average game developer is in their 20s. But of course, there's people that are teenagers, and we have hired some teenagers that have had millions of players on the platform, he said. He added that these individuals don't feel like they were exploited, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. According to Corazza, many of these view this as the biggest gift because their content is being consumed by millions of users, and because of this, they could retire. Corazza also noted that Roblox has enabled many children to learn how to code. Quote, we have millions of creators in Roblox Studio. They learn LUA scripting, a programming language, which is pretty close to Python. You can get a job in the tech industry in the future and be like, hey, I'm a programmer, right? Corazza said, quote, I think we are really focusing on the learning, the curriculum, if you want, and really bringing people on and empowering them to be professionals. The company also noted that the majority of experiences that monetize are created by people who are 18 and older.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a previous report from People Make Games alleged that Roblox was exploiting young developers by paying them only a small portion of the revenue they generated. For every 1,000 Robux developers earned, they were able to cash out $350.
That's not a lot.
However, it costs roughly $1,250 to purchase 1,000 Robux. A statement from Roblox highlights that it absorbs costs such as payment processing, hosting, and so on. It pointed to a lengthy disclosure about its revenue split with developers and highlighted the $741 million that was paid out through its DevX program in 2023. So, for every 1,000 Robux developers earn, they get $3.50. You remember from South Park?
I need $3.50.
$3.50.
Loch Ness Monster.
Loch Ness Monster.
I mean, okay, so depending on like how old you are, like if you're 10, 12, you know, $3.50 is not terrible, but if it costs $12.50 to purchase 1,000 Robux, I mean, not really.
They're not getting paid that well.
They're really getting paid that well. Yeah.
Hinting at here. And what's worse is that I think these kids that create this stuff and they send it out, and I'm happy for them that they're making money.
I mean, what is that? About a 10% split right there?
God, I don't.
Maybe.
Let me see here. Let me see if I can figure out.
Because if it was if they were making $6 off it, that'd be about. It'd almost be 50% split.
Let Well, $3.50 out of 1,000 is 35.
35%?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not terrible, but it could be better.
Well, no, wait, I'm wrong. Hold on now. Yeah, because they're getting 3% is of 1,000 is 30, and they're getting $3.50. So,
yeah,
that's not too bad. But I still think maybe I know you're absorbing costs of hosting it and stuff like that, but you're not developing in it. You're not putting in the time and the effort. It's not your idea. You know, it's not your, you need to pay for that intellectual property, you know?
Yeah.
It may be your, you know, umbrella we're under, but it's their creation, right? I mean, my worry is that the kids out there, you know, they're making money and they're, how are they managing it, you know? But I think it is, I think it's not, it borders on exploitation. It really does.
Like, it does, yeah.
To me, my opinion on like YouTube videos that have kids in them, to me, that's child exploitation.
Mm-hmm.
You're putting them on the screen so people can watch them. That's exploitation. On here, it would, I think I would feel it's exploitation if, number one, you were going there to see the kid, but you're not. You're playing the game made by the kid.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not playing it because it was made by kids. You're playing it because it's in Roblox.
Yeah.
And, but then again, and they're not making these kids work.
No, so, they're not making them. They're just, they offer them the ability
to work.
If they have an idea to,
right,
to throw it out there.
So on what, I think it's all exploitation, but I think there's different levels of it.
Yeah.
And YouTube is really fucking bad.
I was about really to say, bad. Like nobody, like you don't see people complain about YouTube when you see all these new uprising, like kid YouTubers.
And that's what kills me because Izzy watches that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the adults are in it. And like I researched a couple of these families, quote unquote, that all they do is they make movies of their kids playing.
Yeah.
And these parents are not poor, right? They're some of them are doctors. Some of them, they were doctors.
They're well off.
They've retired. Now they do this. Yep. And, but I also read an article about how these kids are constantly, I mean, you're not shooting a home movie because you have to go back and make sure everything looks right, looks good, and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just working all day. And so, you know, that's exploitation.
Yeah.
And people are watching it for the kids, you know. But I also think this is just on a smaller level.
Mm-hmm.
But I do like the fact that if you're over 18, I like the fact that you can make something in the game and make money. You're contributing to gaming. You're learning. And you're not making something that's detrimental. Like, you're not, there's nothing up there that's going to fucking offend people, right?
No, yeah.
You're just making some games, you know, you're not charging, no one's having to pay for them to get them, but they can, you know, obviously buy in-game currency, but it's just, I think it's okay, I think it's okay to make money off of it, in all
honesty. Yeah, absolutely it is, yeah, because, man, as far as I know, because there haven't been any stories, but, I mean, nobody's getting hurt out of it.
No, I'm not like come across anyone that's like, you know, this happened because of Roblox. Now, Pokemon Go, that's a whole different story.
I love the idea that it enables them, like it enables kids to learn how to code. Like if that's something that they want to pursue when they're older, like they want to get in the tech career, like absolutely, man, this is perfect.
Yeah, because I know a lot of high schools, at least in our area, are starting to offer coding classes.
Yeah.
But something like Roblox is going to really, like, push them to learn even. And they're going to have more fun doing that because they're making a game. And not.
Yeah, it's their idea. Like, they're, you know, they're putting their idea on the paper. They're like, I wanted to do this, and now I'm actually doing it. So it means more to them.
And it's just, I mean, that's just a way to, you know, it's a great way to earn a little extra cash. I don't think you're going to become a millionaire off of it or anything like that, but
probably not. Not unless like somehow you're able to, you know, you start off with this and then next thing you know, you're like, you have the idea of making your own company or something of sorts. But yeah, you know, these, it said up here that some of them said that like, I could do this and retire, but you probably couldn't retire to say, unless you're one of those people that you're able to put out just multiple things of content, like back to back, and more like you just have a big following that uses your stuff.
You would have to also invest really good.
Yeah.
You know, really, really good. Unless you get like, even if you got 50, 60 grand, you'd still need to invest because, mm-hmm. or not grand, I'm sorry, million. You would still need to invest because, you know, prices go up over time, things cost. And when you get that kind of money, you make big purchases, everything, you know, the more money you make, the more expensive you spend, right? I mean, so unless you're humble and live a very humble life, which is hard to do with that kind of money,
mm-hmm.
you're going to be better make some more games.
Absolutely. But I mean, it does, like if you're looking to get into a, like a programming with a different company, like let's say Activision, for instance, you know, you already look better than most applicants because you can say, hey, I've created, you know, X, Y, and Z because of this.
I wish I could make Robux games, but I can't because I'm too stupid.
Hey, maybe there's a good walkthrough on Robux. Maybe you go on there and they're like, hey, we can walk you through how to make a map.
I'm barely able to stream or record video games for YouTube. I don't know that I could.
But at the end of the day, man, I don't. Exploiting, it's a gray area.
Yeah.
It's a very gray area. It teeters on, it's being exploited, and no, it's not. If they're taking advantage of the younger kids, being like, hey, you know, if the parent's not involved, that like does the money management, and they're like, hey, you know, we like your idea. We'll give you $10 for it. And you like have this just grand schemed idea that could be worth thousands. And they're just like, here's $10. And as a kid, you're like, oh boy, $10. You know, like buy a couple packs of Pokemon cards. So you take the $10 and then Roblox turns around and makes millions off of it. then you're exploiting.
That's just like, I can remember like finding like a $20 bill, you know, my mom, hey, look, I found $20, and she gives me $5. I'm like, the hell is that? Which happened to me as a kid quite a few times. I'd be like, you know, look, I found money, and she'd take it all and give me a little bit. I'm like, you know, I found it. Shouldn't you get a little bit of it?
It's funny as a kid how much money changes in your mind. Whereas a kid, if, you know, somebody gives you $1 or $5, you're like, you think you're on cloud nine, man. You're like, oh man, I could do whatever I want with this money in the world. I've got $1 or I've got $5. Then you get older. Somebody gives you $1 and you're like, gee, thanks for the dollar. I appreciate it. I didn't have this dollar before, but I got $1 now. But then, you know, somebody gives you 50. You're like, oh, cool. $50. Get a little bit older. Somebody gives you 50. You're still kind of like, all right, cool, it's 50. But just the way that value of money changes from when we're younger to when we're older is wild.
Yeah, I used to love getting, like, get a $20 bill. It's like, cool, I got $20.
Dude, as a kid with 20, or, like, your grandparents, like, give you 50 or 100, it blows your mind. Oh. You're like, 100? I could buy a house with this. And everybody's like, oh, okay, hold on, pump the brakes. We ain't buying no houses. But in your mind, you think you can.
Now I get $20 and I'm just like, yeah, it's $20.
thanks for $20. I remember first time I ever seen a $100 bill, man. I blew my mind. I thought it was fake. I was like, no, they don't make $100 bills. You're stupid.
They got $1,000 bills. I know that. If you can fucking find them.
Yeah, good luck finding them around here.
So I'm going to cut out the Call of Duty matchmaking secrets.
Okay.
I was thinking about it before we went on the air and I'm like, man, I don't think we need to talk about that. Like, I could.
Yeah, no, we're good. No, we'll just nix it.
All right, our next topic is not about video games, but man, we've got to talk about it. I want to talk about it. It's my show. It's our show.
We're going to talk about it.
Yeah, we do whatever we want.
Let's talk about it.
So, that's how we roll here. Action Comics number one. Action Comics number one auctions for $6 million to become the most expensive comic ever. A copy of DC's Action Comics number one, featuring Superman's first appearance, was sold at an auction for a record-breaking $6 million. The comic book is graded at a very fine plus 8.5, and is in remarkably good shape for an 85-year-old piece of comic history. Comics company CGC notes only a small tear at the top of its spine, a small crease in the top left corner of its back cover, a tear with a crease on the top of the front cover, and a very light staple rust.
After 85 years, like, you're going to get a little staple rust.
Yeah. Heritage Auctions posted about the sale just moments after it reached its new price. Without Superman in Action Comics number one, who knows where we would ever have comics, or, you know, even today, Golden Age comics and all this stuff, and what the medium would have became. Heritage Auctions Vice President Barry Sandoval said ahead of the Action Comics number one sale, these details, along with the undeniable price as an important marker in pop culture history, are what helped achieve its number being sold. It's a figure that, according to CGC, beats out the previous record holder, a copy of Superman number one, which had a grade of 8.0 and sold for $5.3 million.
Even that's crazy.
That was back in 2022.
Yeah, because that was 8.0 and this is 8.5, so 0.5 more.
Yeah.
And you're looking at
It was also Superman number one, not Action Comics.
Oh, true.
Yeah. Which obviously Superman Action Comics isn't going to come before, or Superman's not going to come before Action Comics.
Action Comics, yeah.
But it still is, you know, just as worthy, you know. CGC estimates that of the 200,000 copies originally printed, there are only 100 copies of Action Comics 1 left, and the company has graded only 78 of them. So there's probably still some out there.
Oh, yeah.
The Action Comics number one sale will go down in history as one of the most highly priced comic auctions of all time. Mm-hmm. But it's far from the first collectible to go for millions of dollars. Amazing Fantasy number 15 went for $3.6 million in 2021. And last year, someone purchased a Model X-Wing for $3.135 million.
Man, that's wild. I got to start seeing if I got some of this shit laying around the house.
As for video game collectibles, a 2021 auction saw someone buy a copy of Super Mario Bros. 3 for $156,000.
Man.
The collection community, I've always had an interest in. Mm-hmm. And I find it interesting the way that a lot of these things, not necessarily are graded, because I think it makes sense. If it's not tore up, you can still use it, you know, then it's a high grading. But we're now to a point where, like, we're having a nitpick on what makes the things collectible. And what I mean by that is, like, you can have a boxed copy of Super Mario Brothers that will get you a lot of money because it's boxed, it's sealed, it's complete in box, you know, factory unopened. But if you have a copy of the box from the first run that on the backside of the box has a perforated tab that the worker is supposed to pop out of the box itself and hang it onto the peg hook. If you have one of those boxes with the tab still in the box and not, you know, ain't been torn off, that's even more valuable than a Super Mario Brothers later run that didn't have the tab and was just put on the shelf with a sticky one the store had.
Yeah.
And then there are NES games that on the box, or on the, sorry, not the box, the game itself, you flip it over. The amount of screws used to hold in, whether it be a 3-screw, 4-screw, or 5-screw, can make the, how much it's worth can vary it. It's insane.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, man, could you imagine just having, like, you have all the screws in the right, like, it's the right size screw. It's like the original screw, but you have that one that just fell out, just disappeared over the years, man. And they look at it and they're like, and they look at you and they're like, this was almost perfect condition, but that one screw,
and they can tell,
completely defaces the value of this whole thing.
Yeah. And they can tell when it's not a legit screw on top of it. Mm-hmm. You know, I collect, I'm what I call, I'm an inconsistent collector.
Yeah.
I collect only the things that tickle my fancy. I've got the NES Mini. I've got the Famicom Mini, Super Nintendo Mini, the Sega Genesis Mini 1 and 2, the Commodore 64 Mini, and the SNK Neo Geo Mini.
Yeah.
I don't have them all, you know. So I collect the ones that I like. And I don't care if, you know, they got 6 screws or 7 screws. It doesn't matter to me, you know.
Yeah. As long as I have it.
Yeah, as long as I have it. Some of these people are crazy about the collection. And, but to their credit, if they sell them, they make a lot of money.
They do. a lot of money. Like, it gets crazy, man, because like they really like fine tooth comb when they search. They look at these things, man. Like they get those super like defining magnifying glasses where they look at the ridges of the cartridges. They look at the lines of the stickers. And just any small minute detail that's like out of place, they're like, yeah, no, this isn't worth anything.
It kind of reminds me of people that collect action figures and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, okay, with wrestling figures, I know this because I've seen some videos on it, but like the action figures come on a piece of cardboard.
Like a stand, like a cardboard stand kind of.
Well, yeah, like all the details.
Yeah.
And it's plastic wrapped to the board, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you pop it open, you play with the toy. Well,
yeah.
And I'm sure this is the same for other lines of action figures. But I know for wrestling, there are that card. One, you don't want to have the action figure taken off the card. You still want it factory sealed.
Yep.
But then there are certain color cards for the figures, like there was a run in Canada that had different colors. Same figures, different color card, and those are worth a different amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all because of that just different color. You know, it's a variation on it, you know?
Yeah.
So it's amazing all the variants that you see and how much this one collects for over that.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's funny that you bring that up about the, like, different color variant. I think it's crazy how if it's like a manufacturing mess up, like it wasn't supposed to happen, but it still got shipped. Like a defect. Like those are worth more than the actual like fine product.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it was a manufacturing defect.
Also, and like
they want them.
If you can get the prototype, that's another thing.
Well, prototypes. Yeah. Prototypes are wild. Like those will sell for a lot.
Yeah. Because they're just, you know, you don't come by them, you know?
Man, it really makes you think all of the toys that you've ever gotten, like action figure-wise, too. Like, as a kid, you get them and you don't think anything of them. Like, you get excited, you rip open the box, and you're playing with them. And then you get older, and, like, you see stuff like this of, you know, old comic books and old action figures that are selling for millions, man. And you just... Especially the ones where you look at them and you're like, I have one of those, but it's worthless because I played with it like an idiot.
It hurts me so much because I grew up in that He-Man Ninja Turtles era, you know? So now when I see him, I'm just like, motherfucker.
Yeah. My uncle, when I was younger, when I was a kid, he gave me his He-Man action figure like set. Like it came with a Castle Grayskull.
Oh my god. A bunch of
other action figures, man. And I remember like the the Panther, He-Man's Panther. I can't remember his name right now. Yeah,
green guy.
Like it had a, like actual like it had the fur, man. Like it had fur, dude.
Yeah,
it
was real fur.
Crazy. Yeah. And it's just, you know, it was pretty much worthless because guess what? Like idiots, he played with it. Then I played with it. He-Man's hair, it had rub marks on it because, you know, you throw He-Man on the ground because he got hit by Skeletor, and you run it on the ground and you messed up his hair. Yeah, it's crazy. It's like
something I always loved about He-Man and Masters of the Universe, which I don't remember seeing this, but one other time, the toy line was so popular that if you wanted extra like swords and shields, you could buy for the same price of a figure, you could buy a set with like two swords, shields, all kinds of extra, just an accessory set.
Yeah.
And I only ever saw that for G.I. Joe. I never saw that for like X-Men or anything else like that. And we used to, you know, we'd have to beg my mom to buy those because we'd lose swords and shit. You know?
Yeah.
Just, it hurts me how much all the stuff, you know.
And you know, like, yeah. Like, oh,
man.
Like, you, I you could knew retire. You had it. Yeah. You knew you had it. Like, you even see stuff either pop up on news articles on the internet, or you watch a video of, you know, this guy's like, oh, hey, I've got this. And like, it triggers in your mind. You're like, fuck, I used to play with that. Yeah. Why was I such an idiot?
Dumbass.
What? And you were raised in the perfect time to like, to collect those action figures.
I will say this. One thing that's been cool about the Ghostbusters making a comeback, not that shitty 2017 six movie, whatever it was, not that, the real Ghostbusters,
is that they're Paul Rudd.
Right. They're putting the toys out, and they're putting like the classic line of toys out. So when I walk down the aisle and I see all these classic toys, which are based on the Ghostbusters, the real Ghostbusters cartoon, not the movie, it takes me back to being 8, 9, 10 years old.
Yeah.
And the proton packs are sitting there, and the little Nerf blasters that I used to have when I was a kid. I'm like, ooh, I got to fucking fight not buying them, right? It would just sit on a shelf. I'd open it and I'd play with it, but then it'd sit on the shelf.
Yeah.
It's so cool seeing that shit, you know. It's fucking great.
Oh. Yeah. Knowing what I know now, though, man, I wish I would have never opened any of those, and I just held on to them and be like, anybody's like, hey, why don't we play with that? I'm like, no, because I'm thinking of my financial future.
Had we pulled a 40-year-old version, we'd be loaded with cash right now.
What a stupid kid I was, man. What a stupid kid.
We were all idiots.
Yeah. I should have been buying houses when I was born, man.
Our last topic tonight is about a popular streamer who I have no idea who this is. I just thought it was funny. XQC gets banned from DayZ's server. A controversial kick streamer, Felix XQC, Lingyel, has found himself not welcomed in the DayZ community. Kick streamer.
He was a Twitch streamer there for a while, but I think Kick offered him a lot of money to drop Twitch and go to Kick. So, because Kick's kind of trying to be the next big thing.
An admin in one of the multiplayer zombie survival games' popular servers recently banned him, with his status as a streamer seeming the likely reason. During a March 31st broadcast on Twitch, competitor Kick, where he now streams exclusively thanks to a $100 million deal, you were right, QXC was noodling around a DayZ server with some friends. He was role-playing a survivor, snatching gear, and voicing death threats whenever he got taken out by rival players or fearsome zombies. Throughout his roughly two-hour play session, he got booted a few times, primarily because the servers he landed into closed after a while. However, after some time in, the day one, I hope I'm saying this right, Churnerus?
Mm-hmm.
1PP server, a popular room for players to live out a more hardcore DayZ experience. The game is not hardcore enough as it is, but whatever.
Dude, that game, have you ever played DayZ?
Once, that was it. I didn't.
Dude, it is such, like, oh my god.
I got fucking robbed, and I'm like, I'm done.
Oh, you got robbed?
I didn't even have anything. I just spawned in. Dude robbed me. I'm like, I ain't got nothing.
So, I don't know if you know this, but, so you can get illnesses in the game, and if you get an illness, the game doesn't tell you what you have. You have to figure out what you have based off the symptoms that your character has.
I don't need that in my life. So, I can barely figure out what's wrong with me in the real world.
Yeah. So you're like, man, why is my character coughing a whole lot? And now you have to figure out, okay, what kind of diseases can I have in the game that coughing is a symptom? And it's like, all right, cool, I've got to branch down this. So then you take antibiotics and it doesn't fix it. So you're like, all right, I have to wait for the symptoms to develop a little bit further to see what else I could have. And it's just, man, you break your leg in the game, you got to have a splint to, you know, set it right so you can somewhat walk around again, and then hope to God you find more material to get, like, you know, crutches and to fix the broken leg. It is a wild game.
That doesn't even sound like fun. Like, it just sounds miserable.
It sounds like life.
Life's a little more safer than that is. Shit, ain't got no zombies.
Not yet, we don't.
So XQC was swiftly kicked from the game and banned from that particular server. The pop-up message, and this is why I wanted to cover it because it was funny, from the admin simply said, quote, "Thanks, but no thanks." Quote, bro, I would have banned him for that alone. Kicked by admin banned. It says, "Thanks, but no thanks. What did I do?" QXC questioned. Quote, "Bro, I'm playing the video game. Brother, I was role playing. I didn't do anything. Brother, I literally hid the fucking server. I did everything to make everybody nice. Dude, mm-hmm. I was just trying to play on the server called fucking Day One Charters 1PP No Bases Adventure. Dude, I was just trying to play the game. What the fuck? Like, what the heckington, dude? Christ." That was all him talking. That was him. That's the way he talks.
Yeah, his
bro.
Wild.
Bro. Brother. He's just like Hulk Hogan's kid or something.
XQC's language is pretty wild.
What an idiot. According to Dexerto, Greek god, one of the people XQC, one of the people this idiot was playing with, said the popular kick creator got banned because he's a streamer. Of course, there's no real evidence to support this was the reason. However, big names can attract unwanted attention, and the idiot's reputation for online conduct isn't exactly spotless, as he was banned on Twitch in November 2020 for stream sniping in Fall Guys. It's possible that players in the server feared he'd do something similar while playing the game.
Yep.
In any case, XQC leaked the server's address to his thousands of viewers in a retaliatory response to the DayZ ban before moving on to another game. As Dexerito reported, XQC is still banned from the Day One Charnus? It's still banned from that server. Guys, start making some fucking words that people could say. Not just you idiots down in the fucking basement with neckbeards. Good Lord. XQC, and you're pushing it, buddy, has often been the center of conflict and controversy, having famously gambled away millions of few dollars a year back, and more recently reacted to YouTube videos of the carnage in Gaza, which drew heavy criticism.
Yeah, he was. I remember now. He was on one of the big two motherfucker. one of those big gambling sites. He streamed it on Twitch there for a while. I forgot he did that.
Oh my god! You know,
did you ever bro me again like that? I'll leave the show.
All right, brother.
Gonna hit you with some sketch now.
I use the word brother, but I don't use it more than once in a conversation, and I try to drop it in a more relaxed way.
I'm like, yeah.
Damn, brother. You know?
Yeah.
This guy, brother.
So the thing that kind of makes me laugh here is the fact that initially going into this when I was reading it, I thought he got banned from a legitimate server, like an actual DayZ authentic server. This was just a server that somebody made. So this was just a random person's server that they bought.
It's their own server.
Yeah, open it to the public, right? So
yeah, I mean,
he's not even quote unquote banned from DayZ. He's just banned from this one server. So guess what, man? There's umpteen thousand servers on DayZ. Just move on to the next one.
Oh, he did after he was a dick and told people to go jump on the server.
Link the server it got bombarded. Yeah.
When you achieve the level he's at when it comes to streaming.
Yeah, with the follower base that you have. The
follower base, and you're making money hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta take what people give you. You know, if this guy don't want you to play, just move on. There's no reason to retaliate. This guy wants to keep his server calm and fine and not get it fucked up and messed over. And you gotta be a dick and send all your followers. Mm-hmm. You're already an asshole anyway.
Yeah.
God knows what he said about Gaza, you know.
Come on. So luckily, you know, going into it originally, he did hide the address and where he was playing at, but it doesn't take long for viewers to figure out where you're at, and then you're going to bombard that server, and obviously the server probably can't house a lot of traffic, so you would have essentially just crashed the server.
And you know the guys that follow this guy that would go to the server are assholes like him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what happens. Your followers, they like you for a reason and the way you act. So that means they're like you.
They're going to follow suit. Yeah.
Yeah. They're going to do the same fucking thing. In fact, they're going to go on there and they're going to do worse. They're going to attack the people for banning them.
Yeah.
They're not just going to go play. They're going to go on there and fucking troll away as best they can, you know?
Yeah. And I'm sure there's specific rules in place because all servers like this have rules like, hey, you can't do specific things.
Oh, sure.
I'm sure they have those in place that you get a large influx of people. Nobody really reads server admin rules.
No.
They just drop in and like they play.
TOS, nobody reads that shit.
Yeah, no. It happened to me last year when a couple of buddies of mine, we got into Conan Exiles. We didn't know that we weren't able to build bases on, like, landmark structures. Like, I've played before in a server, and we built on a landmark structure, which was a bridge. We built on that completely fine. These guys, they were like... I logged on one day and the admin that was on at the time, he immediately messaged me. He's like, hey man, I don't know if you've read the terms and conditions or whatever. He's like, but you guys can't build a base here. And I was like, no, I don't know what you're talking about. And like, he linked it to me and I read it and I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize that, we couldn't build on these structures. It was kind of a gray area because like, at first I looked at it and I was like, dude, no, we're fine. And I went back, like, I actually really looked at the map that they sent us because where we built wasn't highlighted in a no build section, but I actually kind of started reading more of the rules and I read landmark structures and I'm like, fuck guys, we did mess up. Because one of my buddies, he was trying to argue with the guy that we were in the right, he was in the wrong. And I was like, listen, no. Like, I had to play damage control because he's like, he gave us a few days to get it tore down and to relocate. And my buddy was about to tee off on him. I was like, nope, stop. He's right. We're wrong. I just need to read a little bit further. We're on a bridge of landmarks. We can't build here. We actually have to move. So I got on there, did a little bit of damage control. I was like, hey, I'm sorry. We are wrong. I did read that we're on a bridge. That's a landmark. We're going to move.
At least he gave me the opportunity to take it down, you know?
Yeah.
I would have been like... If he's the admin messaging, he was the admin, you said, right?
Yeah, he was one of the admin, yes.
I wouldn't even argue with him. I mean, like, okay, I'll move it, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Are you going to argue with him? And then he's going to be like, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah, right? And like, that's what I was trying to tell my buddy. I was like, listen, man, I was like, he's the admin. Technically, you know, he obviously knows the rules of their server more than we do. I was like, but let me read just to make sure, because the map that he sent me, it's not highlighted. And that's what I was getting at, was just... the fact that, like, that's what he was trying to tell this guy. And I was like, well, we're not in a highlighted zone. That's like not a no build zone. And then that's when I started reading more. And I was like, so just because it's not on the map, if it's a landmark structure, we can't build there. I was like, so yes, we are in the wrong. We can't be here. He was a cool guy. He was even like, hey, if you need help moving stuff, I'd be more than happy to help you relocate your base.
That's even better. Holy shit.
Yeah. So, because as admin, like, he was just floating around. He enabled God mode. So he could have just picked up, he just could have put everything in his inventory and I told him where to go. But I was like, nah, man, it's fine. Like, this is going to be, like a 5-minute move, which it wasn't, it was more of a, like a 20-minute move because I was moving it all by myself, but I just over-encumbered my character and just, like, started moving. When I then, like, my buddies, they made chests. I drop all the stuff. I kill myself and respawn at our old base because that's where my spawn point was. Grab everything and then, you know, rinse and repeat.
That's working smart, not hard.
Yeah. Because I'm like, the first trip was stupid. I got halfway back to our old base. I'm like, what am I doing? I can just die, respawn where I need to be, and just move.
Just move. All right. Let's talk about the weekly game releases. There's not a whole lot coming up. It's the slow season right now.
It is the slow season. You know, summer's right around the corner, so, you know, stuff's going to start popping off.
Freedom Planet 2 on the PS4, 5, Switch, Xbox One hit on April 4th, so you got that already. Gigantic Rampage Edition comes out April 9th for the PS4 and 5. And the game you've been waiting for, House Flipper 2, comes out April 10th for PS4, PS5.
Excellent. I can't wait to flip some houses, bud.
What are you playing now? You still playing on Dragon's Dogma 2, or are you playing anything else?
I'm in between three games right now. Like I said, last week was kind of slow. I just pretty much worked. I really didn't play a lot of video games. I'm still playing Dragon's Dogma 2. But now I'm going back and I'm replaying Mountain Blade Bannerlord 2.
Huh.
Yes, sir. Blade. Oh yeah, man. I can't ask you because these aren't your types of games, but they're fun, man. They're fun little sandbox medieval strategy games.
Always had a thing for the medieval.
No, you did. I know you did.
Oh, you did.
I know.
Like you, man.
You're like, me medieval? No, I'm not medieval. That's your wheelhouse.
That's like I had a running argument with a good buddy of ours, Jeremy Cross, that I think Assassin's Creed needs to come into more modern times. Like, I don't mean today. I mean, like, and I told him, I was like, dude, I think of Assassin's Creed set in like the 40s and 50s when communism was, you know, the Reds were a bad thing and spies. Like, man, that'd be cool as shit. He's like, No, it's always got to be back in the past. No, got to be back. You know, no, pyramids.
Technically, that is the past.
I'm like, oh, my God, it's so boring. I can't tell the difference between the last three Assassins, probably four or five, in all honesty. I could see gameplay of it, not know which one it was. They all just blend together. I mean, they're always back in Egyptian times, whatever. But that's just me. I'm playing Mega Man Zero 2. I started that. Dragon Quest 2. And
you playing Dragon Quest?
I play Dragon Quest, yeah.
There you go, man. So you do dabble in the medieval just a little bit.
In my day, it was called Dragon Warrior.
Yeah.
On the NES. And I beat the first one on the NES. And I actually have it on the Switch. I beat it on there. And I beat it on my phone.
Now, I will ask you this. I think I'm wrong about this, but it was Dragon Warrior here because it was a language issue, right? From when it came to Japan, because I'm pretty sure Japan it's always been Dragon Quest, but there was a translation error for us. Is that right? Is that what
it
happened?
I think it was because there was something else here called Dragon Warrior.
Okay.
Or something else called Dragon Warrior or Dragon Quest.
Dragon Quest. Hold on.
Let me look it up.
Because I couldn't remember. I remember there was some kind of issue why it couldn't be Dragon Quest here. But obviously, you know, it's Dragon Quest here now because, well, it's Dragon Quest.
Let's see.
Also, I don't know if you know this or not, but Dragon Quest is absolutely huge in Japan. Like,
oh my God! Yeah, they shut down Tokyo for that shit.
Yeah, so like the mascot for Dragon Quest is the slime. Like, people go crazy about the slime, man. Like, I would say Dragon Quest, this is probably, if anybody out there knows, you know, feel free to at me about it, but I would almost say that Dragon Quest is bigger than Final Fantasy in Japan.
Yeah, the thing that Final Fantasy has going for itself is that Seven was... Final Fantasy's popular. There's no debating that.
I love Final Fantasy, but over the years, I found myself enjoying Dragon Quest a lot more.
But 7 is like, everybody talks about Final Fantasy 3 on, or 2 on Super Nintendo, whatever it was. Mm-hmm. And but it's really 7 that people just gush over, right? And it's just,
yeah,
you know, so, it's, I like the first Final Fantasy game.
You're right. 7 really, not that it was really dying out, but 7 really sparked the fire for it again. Like people, yeah. Once 7 came out, people were like, wow, this is it. Like this, nothing's ever going to top this game.
And people can scoff at that, but I lived through all that shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Final Fantasy came out and it did not, you know, it did fine, but it wasn't like this big game where everybody's, oh my God, Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And then we got Final Fantasy 2 on Super Nintendo, which was like Final Fantasy 4 mm-hmm. in Japan. So it
yeah,
wasn't
because we're
big,
behind.
Yeah, it wasn't a big thing. And then Part 7 came out on PlayStation, and that's when everybody fucking, it blew up, you know, because it was ahead of its time. You know?
Yeah.
It turned everything around, you know?
Yep. I remember 7 came out, it exploded. 8 came out, people loved 8. 9 came out, I think 9 was still good, but it wasn't as talked about because I think they went with the kind of like the chibi. Yeah, like the chibi sprite looking characters. And then 10 came out, and 10 like kind of exploded it again. And then you had 10-2, which I don't really want to talk about 10-2. And then you had the online game that's no longer alive. And then you had 12. And people, that one was kind of controversial. You either have the people that absolutely love 12 or you have people that absolutely hate 12. There's no, it's a decent game.
Yeah.
Then you have 13. I think 13 is kind of controversial now where people are like, oh, it's the best thing since sliced bread. And then this game's a piece of shit. Then you have the critically acclaimed online Final Fantasy 14 that is now on Xbox Game Pass.
Wasn't it 11 that had some online achievement that took like, was randomized and took hours and hours to complete or something? Wasn't there some achievement on there that was like stupid hard to get?
I believe so. I unfortunately didn't play 11.
Probably better.
Because I couldn't play 11.
Why couldn't you play 11?
I don't think I had the internet for it at the time.
I gotcha. So here's why Dragon Quest was called Dragon Warrior. The title was changed to avoid infringing on the trademark of a war game publisher, Simulations Publications pen and paper game called RPG Dragon Quest.
Okay.
So that's why they changed it.
Okay.
But I played through it as a kid, and I was sitting there the other day, Dragon Quest was on sale. Dragon Warrior, whatever you want to call it.
And, it's called Dragon Quest because that's what it is.
And go back
Dragon
and Quest. Forth. So I picked it up. I'm like, yeah, we'll give it a shot. So, and I also downloaded the Masters PGA on Game Pass. I'm gonna be I'm working on a backlog. I've also mm-hmm. downloaded Dead Island Riptide because it was like $1.99, or Dead Island Definitive Edition because it was like $1.99.
Yeah.
And I got the Atari 50 collection on my Xbox. I've had that on Switch, but right now I'm just playing the three I mentioned. But I've got a backlog waiting on me. I'm going to get RoboCop pretty soon, too.
Ooh, let me know how RoboCop is.
It looks good to me. I can't wait to try it.
I think the reviews are pretty good on it, so.
Yeah. What retro game of the week do you got for us?
PK? Retro game of the week that I have for us is, man, a timeless classic of mine. Me and a good buddy of mine, Brennan, used to play this all the time when I'd go over to his house, and that is Rome Total War.
Of course it had to be medieval. Of course.
Not even just medieval, but strategy as well, man. That game really kind of sparked the interest of strategy type games for me.
And when you say strategy, are you talking like an RTS or grid-based or what?
You have two levels of it. You have the map management part where you move your armies around and you build up your settlements.
Right.
And then you have the actual like real-time strategy of where you pitch your armies against their armies.
Right. It's kind of a combination of both.
Yeah, you get the best of both worlds with it. It's just fun to watch the armies just kind of collide, sit there and attack, and you're sitting there and you're like, why the fuck are we losing?
There are some RTS games I played RTS games, and they've not been necessarily bad. I think this is going to sound, well, I guess I'm more into tower defense if I were, and by that is not a lot. Like Plants vs. Zombies is kind of it for me.
You know? Balloon tower defense games, yep.
I love fucking Plants vs. Zombies. but I think there is something, because I played a few RTS games, and there is something, like, would you count Civilization Revolution as, that's an RTS, right? I mean, or strategy? Yes. Yeah.
It's strategy, Civilization. As far as I know, any Civ game is strategy. Yeah.
I played through that as Gandhi, and there was something about when you got all your guys set up and you got your land and you're upgrading your shit, and then you go and you attack somebody or you defend and you destroy them. There is something very rewarding about that. You know, when it all comes together and you got your shit and everything goes down, it's like,
it's incredibly nice to see the fruits of your labor come to fruition, because you're sitting there and you're like, man, another month and I can unlock, you know, the next upgrade of this elite unit. And then you're stressed when you hit that end turn button, because everybody else gets their turn and your heart's thumping, because you're like, man, I hope nobody attacks me. Hope nothing happens. And you get to that next month and you get that message that's like, boom, you know, you've got this elite unit or whatever you've been working on. And you're like, you slap your hands together and you rub them and you're like, oh, it's time for world domination, because we're cooking with fire.
Cooking with fire. All right, Petey, you want to hit the plugs?
Did you say your retro game of the week, or was it Dragon Quest?
Oh, no, I didn't. It's Final... I didn't. Holy crap. my retro game of the week is Final Fight on the Super Nintendo, not the arcade version. I know there's slight differences, but...
Yeah.
I've always loved Final Fight. It's a walk and brawl like Double Dragon. Mm-hmm. Only the graphics are better. Mm-hmm. There's all sorts of weapons. You got Cody and Hagar. I know it's missing guy, but I love Final Fight, and I can throw it on anytime, play a level, play to the end. Mm-hmm. It's fantastic. I know everyone's like, Streets of Rage is so much better. I don't care for Streets of Rage.
I like what I like.
Final Fight is where it's at. So definitely check it out if you haven't. Now you can hit the plugs.
Now I'll hit the plugs. Thank you very much, sir. Thank you very much. All right. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank you for stopping by and giving us a listen wherever you are in the world. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please feel free to reach out to our socials, and the socials will follow. Facebook for Jeremy is Jeremy Space Nichols. His Twitter is _ Jeremy Nichols. His Insta is Jeremy Nichols V1, and his TikTok is also Jeremy Nichols V1. Now, his Facebook is JN, and his Twitter is JN as well. But his Instagram and TikTok, it's all lowercase. Now, my socials are Facebook, P.D. Koenig. P is capitalized, and the K is also capitalized. Twitter is Koenig P.D., K, P, no space. And Instagram, P.D. Koenig, all lowercase, no spaces. Now, we'd like to draw your attention to the ad campaigns that we are now running for the show, if you guys are interested in running advertising with us. If you're looking for an affordable investing solution for your product, think about advertising with the Co-op Show. Our audience is a wide variety of ages and cultures. So whether it's shaving products, cell phone service, or mattresses, we can advertise for you. For campaign packages, you can reach Jeremy and myself at one of the socials listed above. We also offer Patreon. So if Patreon's your thing, we've got it. So you can now show love and support for the show. We currently have 5 tiers available with varying prices for each tier. You can be a director, vice president, all the way up to CEO. Each tier coming with its own benefits, such as access to blog posts not found anywhere else, suggesting game topics to be featured on the show, naming the credits all the way to being a guest. So if you ever think about you want to be a guest on the show, that could be your ticket. Any and all donations will go directly into the show, and our show will always be free. So you guys don't ever have to worry about a charge. The show is always free for you guys. So please consider joining the OCP team. The link in our Patreon page is below, and it's also on the Podbean website. Also, we have some really cool news. We are now available on Amazon Music, Podchaser, and the Podbean app. So if you use any of those, you can find us on there as well.
And more to come, too. We're just waiting
on more to come. Absolutely, man. We're always looking at ways to grow.
So I'm not watching, but I've got, it's WrestleMania, night two, main event. Rock's out here. Cena just showed up. Everybody looks excited. I've got it on mute, so I can't tell what the hell they're saying.
Yeah.
But I don't normally watch wrestling. I follow it still. But when it's WrestleMania, you got to watch wrestling.
You got to watch it, yeah. Man, I got to tell you, dude. Man, I don't know why, but your Twitter posts are killing me, man. Every single day, like, I get on Twitter and I see you're like, you're up to day 24 now of the how do we make this happen?
Yeah, 24, I think. And what I did for that, I scheduled out like a week.
Yeah.
And then you just randomly go on and reschedule more.
Yeah, it cracks me up. Every time I see it, I'm just like, man,
I'm hoping that, because the Hall of Fame is every WrestleMania. So I'm hoping next year they induct this guy and
you could get lucky and get a shout out, man. They could be like, hey, this guy has just been honest about this.
It might work someday. All right, guys. Tonight's episode I thought was pretty good. We talked IHOP's new Sonic inspired menu. Rockstar putting some new games on GTA Plus. Police arresting the idiot and threatening Nintendo at the Tokyo Live show. We talked Roku possibly bring commercials to your video games.
Please, God, no.
Roblox boss talks about teens making money. Action Comics Tunnel 1 making a ton of cash. And the XQC guy getting banned from DayZ server. So
he's on a roll, man, of getting banned.
Yeah.
Thank God he's got that $100 meal with Kick. Deal, not a meal.
A million? Or whatever it is.
Yeah, 100 mil. Man, I wish somebody would offer me that for just, hey, come to our streaming service for a little bit. Absolutely.
Yeah, why not? I'd have to, that wouldn't be a challenge at all.
Oh, no.
All right, that's it for you guys. We will be back in 1 week.
1 week. Mark it on your calendar.
Mark it on, yeah. Fucking carve it into the old oak tree, because we'll be back. Petey, take us home.
Check out.